Good morning. It's Thursday, October 9th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A dramatic return to the spotlight for James Comey. The former FBI director has pleaded not guilty to charges of lying to Congress and obstructing a congressional inquiry. Prosecutors allege Comey gave false testimony in 2020 about FBI leaks related to investigations into Russian election interference and Hillary Clinton's emails. His lawyer called the prosecution vindictive, arguing Trump's Justice Department appointed a loyalist to fast-track the case. The judge set trial for January 5th, warning the government to hand over classified evidence promptly. Comey, fired by Trump in 2017, said after his indictment, "We've known there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. We will not live on our knees." Another news. President Donald Trump is escalating his war of words with Democratic leaders, calling for the arrest of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brannon Johnson. Trump accused them of failing to protect ICE officers as federal immigration raids sweep through Chicago. Both officials denounced the remarks as authoritarian overreach. Pritzker said Trump was calling for the arrest of elected representatives checking his power. Meanwhile, hundreds of National Guard troops have been deployed to Chicago, with protests turning violent over the weekend. The city and state have filed lawsuits to block the deployment, and a court hearing is set for Thursday. Trump says he may invoke the Insurrection Act if courts stand in his way. Around the world, Donald Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of his 20-point peace plan, a ceasefire framework that includes the release of captives and Israeli troop withdrawals. The deal, brokered with help from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey, marks the most significant progress in ending the Gaza war, which has killed more than 67,000 people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed it as a great day for Israel, while Hamas called it a step toward ending occupation. The Israeli cabinet will vote Thursday, and Hamas is expected to begin releasing captives within 72 hours of approval. Trump hinted he'll travel to Egypt soon, calling the agreement the start of a strong and durable peace. Another news. In Madagascar, a bid to calm unrest may be doing the opposite. President Andry Rajoelina's appointment of an army general as prime minister has been rejected by protesters as a political distraction. Demonstrations, driven by youth anger over power outages and water shortages, have rocked the capital for 2 weeks and left at least 22 people dead, according to the UN. Protesters accuse the president of tightening his grip on power rather than addressing grievances. "The message is that civilians must stay in line," said one demonstrator. The protest movement has given Rajoelina until tonight to meet their demands or face a nationwide strike. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.